Hello, everyone. Welcome into Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. And in my Twitter bio, you'll find the link to join our Talking Puck Discord, where we just love talking about hockey. And you know what? The trade deadline's coming April 12th. There's going to be an awful lot of chatter on that, too. Is some movement, I think, is going to start to pan itself out a little bit here, because right now it's still a 2-week quarantine period. And quite honestly, I think teams are going to want guys in sooner than later. So I'm predicting that the deadline's probably going to pick up a little earlier. That said, not today's topic. Nope, today's topic in Tiny Biscuits, kind of continuing fallout from Tim Peel and the whole situation with him. But this one's a little different. This is kind of a, there are a lot of branches off of this tree, okay? There's a lot of things that I think we could follow. But one thing that's been coming up is the integrity of the game. And this is a question for the audience as much as it's a question for me or anyone else who's a hockey fan. What does that mean? What does the integrity of the game mean? Is it now ruined for you that you heard Tim Peel basically say he was looking to call a penalty on Nashville early? Is that something that shatters an illusion you held? Is it something that changes your concept of the sport or sportsmanship or the way things are done? Does it maybe educate you to something that you perhaps didn't know about the potential for officials in any sport? This is not just a hockey conversation, but in any sport, to do some game management. And again, I talked the other day on the podcast, and I have always talked about the concept of the clicker. And I believe that power plays generally, not always, but generally, tend to be pretty close to even. I think the pendulum does swing both ways. So, but hearing this said, hearing it vocalized, is that shocking to you? Is it bothersome? Do you not care? Makes no impression on you one way or the other? Or does it rise to the level of angering you? I've had discussions with some people on Twitter who have said Peel should have been outright fired, which he was not. Despite reports that say he has not been outright fired by the league. Basically, he's been told to go away quietly. He was going to retire next month. So what that does is it basically preserves his pension. Look, Tim Peel's been a long-serving NHL ref. Whether or not you think he's any good is not part of the discussion. What's part of the discussion is that, you know, he was close to retiring. Some people have said this isn't even a punishment for Tim Peel, which is another branch of the argument. I think it is, because this is always going to be attached to him. There's nowhere he'll be able to go that isn't a hockey community where people won't associate the name Tim Peel with what just happened in that Nashville game. So, but back to the matter at hand, what I want to talk about is the integrity of the game. Does this bother you? Does it jar your perception of the integrity of hockey and officiating? For me, it does not. And I think that that may surprise some of you. I believe that, number one, the game should be called just consistently. I'm not concerned about if you're a letter of the law referee or if you're a spirit of the law referee. I'm worried about consistency. And even that is lacking period to period. I don't believe a game should be called tighter at one point, looser at another. I don't believe in the last 10 minutes of a third period, you just let the boys play when you didn't for the first 2.5. Call it how you call it. But that aside, is that an integrity issue? Is changing the way you administer the rules an integrity issue? Does it play into the way you administer suspensions, double standards? I think that you can argue that there are double standards in all places in sports when it comes to star athlete versus grinder, when it comes to name brand guy versus, no name plugger, when it comes to guy who's a complainer versus guy perceived as a good guy or girl. I just don't think that this is as earth-shattering as some people are making it out to be, because there is a tendency, as we've seen in games, and no one else may ever say this, no one else may ever admit this. Maybe we'll have some candid discussion from some former referees who may step forward and address this question. But I just don't think, number one, I don't think there's any ill will here. I really don't. I think it is truly a game management principle. from an officiating point of view. I don't think Tim Beal walked into Nashville and goes, man, I can't wait to screw the Preds. I just don't see that. I'm not saying that people can't hold grudges and people can't be angry, but, you know, over the course of a career, you're not going to get anywhere if that's how you're operating, because that will become known and that will become a mark. So if you're walking in determined to hose one team over another, you're not going to get hired for gigs. That's just the way it is. And that'll become evident pretty quickly, and it won't be tolerated. But I do believe that this is how things operate, whether it's spoken or unspoken. Is this going to lead us to a re-reckoning of the rule book? Is it going to lead to more discussions on what people expect and what they want to get out of sports? Does it shatter some of the fandom? Does it drive some people away? I don't think it should, but it might. There might be people who really have a clearly defined sense of right and wrong, believe the Peel is wrong, and that unless the league comes out, and somehow, I don't even know how you would make everybody impartial, that the integrity of the game is shot. We hear this in baseball a lot, too. I don't see it. I don't see it. Feel free to flame away. Come at me on Twitter if you want, at Callahan on Air. I'm happy to have the discussion. You can have the discussion with me on the Discord. And I don't know, maybe you think I'm underplaying this. Maybe you think I should be more upset about this, because clearly I'm not. This does not bother me to hear any of this. I don't know. Maybe I become cynical. Let's not kid ourselves, right? But I don't know. I just don't think it's as big a deal as we're all making it out to be. So, all right, reach out. Let me know. As I said, we will definitely be talking about this on Sunday night's Talking Puck TV, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Myself and Mike Haynes, a couple of former NHL voices talking hockey. We look forward to chatting with you as well. All right, everybody, stay safe. Enjoy your day. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in to Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast.